So how come you broke up with Elliot? And I don't need to be humored either, Jennifer said. Jen, Jesse said, I didn't call you. You want to talk? I'll listen. There was a pause. He heard the clink of glassware and realized she was drinking too. Probably white wine. Couple of lushes, Jesse thought. 3,000 miles apart. Better than drinking alone, I guess. Do you remember that ridiculous girlfriend Elliot had with him when we had dinner once at Spago? Taffy. Yes, that's right. God, Jesse, you always remember stuff. She was like an ornament, you know, like his Rolex. A way to look successful. That's right. Well, I suppose everyone wants to look successful, but there's better ways, Jesse said. Like being successful, Jennifer said. That's one. She wasn't stupid. She was ditzy enough so you could think she was, but she wasn't. She understood a lot when she permitted herself to think. Well, he was starting to treat me like Kathy, you know? I'm shocked. Don't make fun of me, Jesse. It's too easy to do. Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. So I called him on it. I told him I wasn't, you know, like a new hat he could wear around and hang up and he wasn't using it. Good for you, Jesse said. Thank you, Jennifer said. There was silence across the continent while each of them drank. Then Jennifer said, but now what am I going to do? What are you going to do about what? I don't have a job, Jennifer said. Her voice was shaky and he knew that she wasn't far from crying. My career is going nowhere. I'm alone and I've lost the only decent thing that ever happened in my life.
Meaning me?
Yes.
It's not like we're enemies, Jen.
Oh, Jesse. I want to see you.
Until the next producer comes along.
Don't, Jesse. I need to see you.
Not right now, Jen. Let things settle. Get yourself organized a little before you decide what you need. Maybe you might get some help, a shrink or somebody. They drank. Jesse's glass was empty. He got up holding the phone and refilled his glass with ice and scotch.
Have you met anyone, Jesse?
Yes.
Do you love her?
Not yet, Jesse said.
I still love you, Jesse.
Across the harbor, the lights were fewer now as people went to bed. And the ones that still glowed in the black night were more separate and much further apart.
Do you still love me, Jesse?
I'm trying not to, Jen.
Can I call you again?
Sure, Jen. You can call me anytime.
I still love you, Jesse.
Take care of yourself, Jen. Don't do anything impulsively. It's time to go slow and think things through. If you feel crazy, call me up.
Are you succeeding? Jennifer said.
Succeeding.
You said you were trying not to love me, Jesse. Are you succeeding?
Jesse took a long breath and let it out and drank some scotch. In the harbor, invisible in the darkness, a bellboy sounded. Not so far, Jen.